One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
I was just counting mistakes.
Oh. Before we've even started. Okay. Pro League. The Lobby. And we are back on The Lobby. I'm Danny G. We've got Jonah Jupp, Owen Williams, and a very special guest, IRL, which is always really, really exciting when we get someone to... Oh, how long did it take you in the car, Eddie?
Ooh, almost 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
M25 is fun, so yeah.
Yes, well, thank you for coming all the way to our HQ in Buckinghamshire. Mm. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, really good. Really, really good, actually. Feeling a little bit more refreshed this episode.
What's your secret?
What's my secret? Caffeine was the classic military one. No, Monster, hatred, and lack of sleep.
Is it the same for you, Owen?
It's not the same for me, but lack of sleep is definitely true. I was being hounded by mosquitoes until about 4 a.m, so I felt the wrath of hell.
We did
get through it, and I did wake up with a few hours sleep to my name.
We had a message from you.
Life is
like,
good.
Was it 4 o'clock in the morning? It was like, please help, mosquitoes. And we just, me and ladies look at our phones like, what?
Oh, at least you're not dramatic about it, though.
No.
Look, I know you guys have been, as normal, like very, very, very busy.
Yes.
We've got a lot to, I'm going to say it, unpack. We've got to talk about your stories from HMS Collingwood, HMS Sultan, because we've gone into another split now, because obviously for, 8 weeks we were chatting all about F1, and now we've got two more games. So just explain very briefly, what's your week looking like at the moment?
So at the moment, we've got League of Legends played out every single Monday. So we had our first ever League of Legends tournament qualifier actually hosted this Monday. And it was an absolute blast. Eddie here actually participated in it himself, got stuck in. And I'm sure we'll go into that a little bit later as well. But it's an 8 week period for League of Legends. And at the same time, we've kicked off Rocket League as well. So Rocket League has started. We've done our first community qualifier for that. And we're going into the Swiss stage, what will be yesterday by the time you're hearing this.
Classic time warp here in the studio again.
So into the second split, we've got two games. One's happening on a Monday, one's happening on a Thursday.
Yes.
Well, obviously, so you're going to have to probably remind me, but you mentioned obviously Rocket League, it's back and it's the OG. That was the game, wasn't it, in season one last year. But this week, the main focus is going to be League of Legends with
LOL.
Expert. Eddie plays games. How you doing, Eddie? You all right?
Yeah, doing very, very well. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. I did ask you this earlier. What does your mother call you?
Harley, yeah. It's a nice name, but after leaving the army, it's sort of difficult to get used to again. But Eddie's fine. Yeah.
And is that because your surname, Eddie, then?
Yeah, it's because it's Edwards. And it was a sort of nickname my dad picked up when he was in the army way back when. But yeah, Eddie just stuck.
Oh, well, if you have a nickname, it's always the military that have got to give it to you
exactly,
when you're in service. Yeah.
I didn't realise something, by the way. So...
Shocking. Hang on, shocking.
Yo.
You did what?
There is no need for that at all. At
hey,
all.
You snored during a story I was telling last week. I am going to be picking on you.
I complimented you about your radio show on Saturday as well. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't realise that the whole background was... So we have a fake Jonah in the Royal Navy esports world, right? And I didn't realise that Jonah was essentially like Smudges for Smith in the army. It's like Jonah is for Jones. Apparently. So if you're a Jones, you get off thing called Jonah, which is really bizarre.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because obviously you get a lot of PJs, don't you, if the surname's Harvey or whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently Jonah's like the equivalent of Smudge, but for Smith.
Yeah.
There you go. The more
so
you know.
What are you when you're a Jonah then?
I don't know. You're just pretty stuck, really.
You're like, it's my name. It's unique to me.
So that's why literally the entire time we were at Sultan, I was like, I'm the real Jonah.
It's a Spartacus moment.
Oh. Yeah, I am Jonah.
Well, let's delve into that then. So you went to HMS Collingwood,
yes.
HMS Sultan.
Yes, we did.
Yes, explain.
So Collingwood Open Day was very, very cool. Owen's first experience of what a gun run is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Field gun. What do you think?
Oh, it was wicked. It was really wicked. Yeah, no, the action basically started as soon as we turned up. People were practicing super early. I think we got there, 7:30, 8 o'clock
in
the morning?
Yeah,
and the guys were out there and they were really going for it. And it was throughout the entire day as well. But it was just the spectacle of the day itself as well. You had some parachute displays as well.
Mm.
You had so much going on. It was a really cool event.
Hang on, no, it was, is it the last year? It was Remy who won.
Yes.
Who won this year?
Remy!
Come on, Remy!
Saw that coming.
Yeah, no, so the Remy took it home again, second year in a row. Although, I remember, it was a very, very tight margin. Like, literally, there was like half a second in it. So, yeah, I mean, but come on, Remy. Big up. Yeah, so obviously me and Eddie being Army veterans, it's a good feeling, you know, to win something. Also, after Army Navy rugby, us losing, well, the ladies won it for the Army, but
always
the
do. Men, come on, be honest.
The men, yeah, right, yeah, and then the men, yeah, lost it, unfortunately. Navy won. But no, it was such a good day. I mean, we went to obviously Aldershot Armed Forces Day a couple weeks prior, and that was it's really refreshing to see how the Navy do an open day compared to how the Army does an open day. But it's really nice now because we've experienced all three services.
Then you always gave off RAF vibes to me.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Very prim and proper.
So you should be.
Yeah. Very, very prim and proper, not Army. Not Army
enough. No, not Army enough. Yeah.
So Collingwood, Sultan, how do they compare?
No, it's good. So two very different events. Obviously, Collingwood was the open day, so it was open to the public, and we had everything out. We had the big gazebo out. We had people sign up to the Pro League, so on and so forth. And then went to Sultan on Monday, where we did sort of a more private event for the guys on camp, and we set up the sim rig and we did a hot lap challenge. We had the Commodore for HMS Sultan give it a go. Yeah, they're one of the captains from Sultan give it a go.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me as I drive past you. We had them both give it a go. By the way, the captain was, so he was about, I think he was 7'2" or something.
What?
Like
wow.
He was a tall guy.
Was
that the person going around at Collingwood that we kept on seeing?
No, he's a different guy. But honestly, he got on the sim rig and his knees were up by his chest because the sim rig is probably, if you're 5'10", you can probably get away with it. Anything taller than that, then you're pretty cooked. And this guy, yeah, like 7 foot at least, and his knees were up by his chest and he's trying to use the pedals. Like, we need a bigger sim rig. No, it was really, really good. We had 30 people drive out and they even made them a little 3D printed trophy.
Fantastic.
It was really cool.
Well, obviously, I mean, the F1 split is done now, but for next year, if it's included again, you're going to have to add that into your T's and C's, because every week I've been saying who can play, who can't, basically.
Yeah.
And you've never once said there was a height restriction.
Yeah, for our sim rig anyway. I mean, most sim rigs can go a little bit further, but we try to keep it as portable as possible. And if we've got one much bigger than that, then I don't think we'll fit in our van. But no, it was an awesome event. And also the guys and girls at Sultan were super lovely to speak to. Even there was a fresh intake as well, straight out of Royal Navy Phase 1, starting their second part of their training, who got to experience and see BFBS really for the first time in their careers. So it was a really good opportunity for us to explain who BFBS was, what we do, and also so that they, when they get on ship and they sort of have access to all of our goodies and TV, they know exactly where it's come from and who's providing that. So no, it was awesome. It was really, really cool.
What a stellar job. Well done.
Thank you very much. A compliment. Wow, that's rare.
I know.
Someone said that quickly.
Well, obviously, let's bring it back to what you've been up to since the events. We've already mentioned the two games in this next split. Is it right then that we've had a Rocket League?
We've had our first Rocket League session last week. So it's what, 19, 20 teams that got stuck in? 20. It was
really?
20 teams that got stuck in, 16 of which are qualifying through to the Swiss stage, which is happening tomorrow. So that combines 8 invited teams. So 2 from the RAF, 2 from the Army, 2 from the Navy, 1 from UK Veterans Gaming and 1 from the civilian / MOD player base.
Yes, I did see your table that you put out on your socials with all the names and everything, so I had a little look through trying to find the funnest one.
Yeah,
do you want to explain a little bit about Swiss, Owen, for those people?
Yeah, because I was just going to say, like, the cheese or the F1, are we going over to Switzerland? What's happening?
I wish it was the cheese.
So Swiss is, delicious cheese, but also at the same time, that is the de facto format of competitive Rocket League. So if you look all the way to the very top, Rocket League Championship Series, which is the big major competition that happens in Rocket League, they run a Swiss format. And what that is 16 teams. And the way it works is for every win you get or every loss you get, you'll play another team with exactly the same win or loss record as you. So that means no matter how you are strength-wise, you're always going to be facing someone of similar relative ability. So it means that, you know, the teams that are down the bottom end of the pecking order still have a lot to play for because of how important those games are going to be against people of their level. So it's a lot more involving, engaging for the players, but at the same time, it also means there's going to be real scraps for points as well. So we've also got a point system. So 1 through 16 are awarded different points based on their placement. So if you're, say, 14th versus 12th, that can genuinely be the difference between making that BFBS grand finals or not. So it's a lot to play for.
And I believe we've got something to listen to.
It is an absolute pleasure to be back with some very, very familiar faces.
Youngie, wonderfully taken! And Connor combining with Youngie
off the right-hand side wall. It wasn't an easy shot either. That was quite some distance away from the back of the net. What a finish it was for 1-0. Back towards centre it goes. Napsi rises for it early. And Vortex are able to take advantage of the missed shot. Oh, on his far. Super flick from Vortexer. His team into the game. Only two to recover now. And it was wonderfully done.
Oh, Galaxy Reaver's going to try and tuck it in. And does so as the defenders left stranded. They're just picked apart by Runes there. And Maka was in two minds. Do I stay or do I go? As the famous song goes, you should have gone.
You'll never live that down, mate, are you?
I liked that one. I was quite proud of that when I said
Is that something that you had, like, jotted down somewhere in a book for if ever you needed it, or did that come to you in the moment?
It just came out. The thing is, when you're doing such a long broadcast, it just the most random things ever get said. And I think my favourite one of all time is, do you remember the 24 Hours of Le Mans clip when it was, like, really deep into the night and they said, kids, you can have cake. And then the other guy cut in and said something absolutely outrageous. Don't even know if I could say it. It's hilarious. You should check it out.
Well, I prefer yours. Should I stay or should I go? Oh, you should have gone.
Yes, it's
That's
better.
Very good. And I heard another voice there. Stelios with you as well there.
The man of Cyprus was back.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. The GOAT, the man, the myth, the legend from UCAF Rocket League. He has done so much to put everything together. And honestly, I think it's a really special time for him as well, because he's seen how much this community has grown. And it all is thanks to his handiwork, really, that the community is at the point it is now. So we cannot offer him enough credit for what he's built and achieved. And for him to sort of live through it with me in the booth as well is really exciting. And we saw, you know, just how much it meant to the guys at the grand finals last year. They're going to be reliving that really, really soon.
Yeah, I think that's really lovely. And I know that it's a question I ask you a lot, but for anybody who's maybe, you know, joining us for the very first time or just needs a reminder, anybody who's going, I'm really good at Rocket League, how do I sign up if they've got a team, who can play? And also, it's really interesting, I think you mentioned this last week, so just reiterate about somebody who's really good but doesn't have a team. Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, so anyone who is serving personnel, a veteran, a cadet, MOD civil servants, Royal Fleet auxiliary personnel, and the direct family of people who serve or have a parent who had served. That is the sort of eligibility group. So it's a massive, massive pool of people who can get involved from the UK Armed Forces community. At the same time, if you're not sure where to start, the best place to go is the BFBS Discord. That is where you can communicate, you can chat with people, you can meet people, you can scrim. We've got six mans going on all the time, which is like our in-house scrim stuff going on. But at the same time, bfbsesports.com is where you'll find all the tournament information, and you can register as a free agent as well. And that's where so many of the guys have managed to find their homes. One of those being a close friend of mine. I just asked him, wait, your dad was in the military, wasn't he? He was like, yeah, he is. I was like, why aren't you getting involved in the Pro League? And he said, I don't think I can find myself a team. So I said, get yourself on the free agents list. He did. He's now the sub for the top team. He's playing tomorrow.
Oh my God, this is wicked. Awesome. Oh, and who's top team?
Spill the beans. Controversial. Oh, if I say this, I'm going to get mullered. I think the top team is the SEA Dragons. And that is a civilian / MOD team. So it is.
See, they got more time on their hands.
That's the return of Ritzy as well, isn't it?
They do. And Lion. Ritzy and Lion.
Ritzy and Lion.
So two returning faces from Resurgence, which was one of the top, top rosters that we predicted to win the whole thing last season. They're competing again alongside Mr. Spud 777. Absolute legend who I met in ranked and convinced him to get involved. And then there's Kizan 990, my mate, who's getting stuck in on that roster, and he wouldn't have done it if he didn't put his name out there.
There we go.
That's so lovely.
We also need to give a shout out to Lossy Phantoms, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Legends. Word. What were they seeded?
So they were seeded almost rock bottom, I think 11th or 10th, and that's considering their in-game ranks, but also their performance from last year, where admittedly they were further down the pecking order. They finished third in their group. Third of six. I don't know how they've managed that, but that means they've qualified through to the Swiss stage tomorrow. They're going to have all eyes on them, and I cannot wait to actually put a stream game against them if I can. I would love to see that.
And also, if you're based in Lossiemouth, get yourself down to the Lossy Phantoms, was it eSports Hub?
Yeah.
And cheer them on. They're doing some bits this year, like honestly, we're so shocked about how well they're doing, and they deserve it. You know, they're far away from their families, far away from home, and just having the support up there and the fact they've grown this little community up there is awesome to see.
I think for all of you at home as well, you'll be able to get an insight into that, because if you've seen our Get to Know trailer that's came out recently, well, we might have a little spotlight on Lossiemouth as well and what their esports sort of world looks like. And it is so fascinating. You've got to keep in touch with the socials and go give it a watch.
Nice. All right. Well, look, I think we need to chat to our in real life guest over here. Eddie, if you tell me you're from Lossiemouth, I ain't going to be happy.
No.
How many times did you just say it? Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Lossiemouth.
Are we counting this as a mistake? No, it's not a mistake.
We need to say hello to Eddie Plays Games. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome, Eddie.
No, thank you very much for having me. I'm really, really happy to be here. Yeah.
Well, thank you, because we need a bit of a... Is it appropriate for me to say we about... we need an idiot's guide to League of Legends?
Yes, it's very much
a we. I've given it a go a couple of times, but my goodness, I am diabolical.
It's a lot to take in. It's a lot.
Well, what makes you a pro then in League of Legends?
I wouldn't say a pro. I mean, with the community, it's I've been with the Armed Forces community for League of Legends, I think, since the start when Army Esports started up originally. So, but yeah, I've been playing the game for, 14 years now? 13, 14 years since season 2. So yeah, it's been a while since I've been playing that game. But yeah. I like to think I know a thing or two.
SME.
At this point. SME, yeah.
That's it.
SME.
Subject matter expert. Even he knows. Come on.
All right, stand corrected. I've got a lot to learn in this podcast today, okay? So we are talking League of Legends. For anybody listening who goes, I don't know what it is, and considering it's a part of the BFBS Pro League's next split, what is the game? What's the premise, the basics?
So League of Legends is what people would call a MOBA. So MOBA's a multiplayer online battle arena, I believe it is.
I've got it written down.
There we are, yes. Two teams of five going against each other, and a three-lane system, basically in a square. You sort of have a diagonal lane, one's going along the bottom, and all sort of meeting together in the middle. You have different roles in the game as well. So you have top lane, which is your typical people want to play a tank, want to stand in front of your other teammates and look after each other. Then you have a jungler, which is in between all the lanes. You have a jungle, so it's like random little bits of bushes, all this pathing and random little creatures and mobs that you can take care of. And you basically want, as a jungler, go and support your other lanes, move around and try and make plays happen. And then you have a mid laner, which is someone who wants to be playing sort of a solo lane damage person. Basically, I want to basically be getting ahead of everyone else and trying to cause as much nuisance as possible.
But it's not a race, though, is it? When you say 5v5, because I had a little look, and it's like red and blue teams, and haven't you got to basically annihilate each other, and then there's a nexus?
Yeah. Yes, essentially, yeah. You want to basically be trying to make plays around the map, get to the other person's nexus, and destroy it. You have different things in the way that you have towers, you have different objectives around the map as well. But yeah, it's all about trying to make advantages and make plays and, just destroy the nexus.
Nexus is a crystal, right?
It looks like a fountain.
It's changed quite a lot, but yeah, it's basically the hub, essentially. Yeah, big crystal.
So an idiot's guide, correct me if I'm wrong. So there's towers you have to destroy in order to get to your opposing team's home base.
Yes.
Then you have to destroy their home base.
Yes.
To win.
Yes.
Okay.
There's two towers in each lane as well. So yeah, it's people trying to just basically race to the end.
Well,
yeah.
Look. There's almost five of us here around the table. Can I be the jungler?
Have a roster.
Jungle's a fun role. It's what I'm playing at the moment for UVG.
It is.
It's really, really fun.
Wait, hold the phone. Oh. You're part of UVG?
Yeah, UK Veterans Gaming, yeah.
Oh, how's Ray?
I don't know Ray.
No, he's over in Ray. Ireland, doesn't
he? Oh, no.
I only
really stick to the League of Legends a lot.
What does Ray play?
Ray plays a bit of everything, like Escape from Tarkov.
It's a mix.
Oh, but I love this then. UVG is huge then, clearly, if you haven't met it.
This is where I probably have spoken to Ray before, and I'm like, oh, I'm really, really sorry.
Savage Silverback Gorilla.
Oh, yeah, I should have used Gamertag.
Yes, I know who's... Okay.
Can we tally that up as another mistake of mine?
I'll put that down for me, actually, but yeah.
No, it's my
sorry, Savage.
We even talked about nicknames earlier, and obviously Gamertag, you don't use your name that you were born
with. And he's your number one fan.
Is he? No, he's not. Why?
How's Danny G? How's Danny G?
Aww.
Have you seen Danny G? Yeah, I have seen Danny G. I work with her. Yeah. We love Ray. We love Ray so much. He's such a good guy.
He's brilliant.
Okay, so I've got a little bit of an idea of the game then. Are you going to be obviously competing then, UVG?
Yes. So yeah, we're taking part in the Pro League that's going on at the moment. We had our first games on Monday, so they would have been on stream as well. Playing is a word because we definitely got spanked, I would say, by the Royal Navy Krakens. Really, really good team. Really, really good people. But we took it a bit too lightly. And
is that Perry?
Perry, yeah.
Is that Perry?
Big shout out to Perry as well. But
is that nickname or real name? Just so I know.
That is
both.
Both.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Perry's head of he's co-chair of Royal Navy Esports.
Yeah,
right. But he's also a very aggressive League of Legends player.
He's very, very good.
Is it known then, League of Legends, for being a little bit aggressive?
Yes. It can, especially in a five, like when you're on a call with four different people, it can just get very saucy, I'd say. Very, very, not saucy.
Fire.
I mean, that one down.
I mean, when you're in those chats, but no, very, very spicy, I would say, between the people. But you know, it's all about who you play with. But yeah, I've had some interesting calls.
So you got top laner.
Yes.
Jungler.
Yes.
Mid laner,
yeah.
And then bottom lane?
So you have bot lanes. You have two.
I was going to say, don't say bottom.
No bottoming.
Do you know the two in bot lane? I'm impressed.
Huh?
Do you know the two in bot lane?
Stay with her head.
Yeah, completely ignored that.
You have two in bot lane. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you have, in bot lane, you have two different people working together. So you have someone we called an ADC, which is an attack damage carry.
What?
And then you have a support player. So your support player is going to play, basically, I want to make sure my ADC doesn't get hurt.
It's and like a healer.
Healer, tank, nuisance, however you want to go about it. But with, I think it's 160 plus champions in the game since release.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got quite a few. But yeah, you can pick whatever you want, really. And yeah, support will look after the ADC and the rest of the team as well and sort of utilise a role.
This is what I try and explain to people. You need like a PhD in League of Legends to understand all 160, were they agents, characters?
Characters. It's even sadder that I know probably like 99% of all the abilities as well. And
that's
probably like
crazy.
All the skins as well. Like you have like, you know how you have Wordle? You have something called Loldle, which is basically like references, quotes, skins, and all that sort of stuff. And it'll show like a pixel of a skin. Oh, I know that one.
There's a miniature one now, isn't there?
Is there?
The Fill Your Boots has made, what is it called?
Oh, you're right.
I'd have to find the name. But yeah, it's basically a military Wordle. It changes in lengths, but it's military words. It could be like Fredders or something like
man,
that.
Oh, man, no.
You know, like, actually, do you know what? I'm going to set you two a homework, as in Owen and Lena, to start doing that because it gets them into the military slang and lingo.
Yeah,
there you go.
It'd be good.
Such a mean boss. So
I'm not even their boss.
Well, they don't give them work. So jungler and all those things like the top line, things like that, that's the job that you undertake. But then you've got like character skins, abilities.
Yeah.
Is that, that does sound complicated. You say there's a lot of them.
It goes very, very deep. Yeah, yeah. It's each character has four different abilities. So you have very, very Billy basic abilities. And then you have an ultimate. So you have three regular abilities and an ultimate ability.
Like what? Moving faster? Is there magic involved?
Yeah,
like,
so I'll take the latest champion that came out, for example, a character called Locke. Very, very cool. He plays with magic damage and he's an assassin. So basically he will get killed very, very quickly, but he will also kill people very, very quickly. He has an ability on his first one, which is I want to throw out little spears and little darts. Then his W, his other ability, his W, is all about moving faster. And then his E is a teleport dash. And then his ultimate is basically a big circle that if people, they have an execute threshold and basically kill a load of people, there is so much you can dive deep into.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Yeah. it's difficult after playing 14 years. It's a lot to take in.
And like, it took me a second, I'm not going to lie, me a second when you were saying W. I was like, what's he on about? Write that down as a mistake. You're on about your keys, aren't
Yes,
you?
Keys,
so
sorry.
What about the ultimate then? What's your ultimate
so
button?
It's Q-W-E-R. So rather than people like playing WASD on like CS or Call of Duty, it's Q-W-E-R.
So those. Easy.
Yeah.
So much easier. Yeah. And you click to move, right?
Yes, yeah, so you right click to move on your mouse. It's a PC exclusive game as well. So yeah, it's not on consoles.
Yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work though, would it?
I think people have made it work, but it's not.
Do people pay it on controller though?
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend it.
It's not playing Rocket League on mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
How are you two, by the way, Jonah Owen, how are you two in this split, including League of Legends, when you don't know anything about it?
That's a really good question, actually. I had to do a jolly good bit of homework, that's for sure. And I have dabbled in bits of League of Legends before. So a little lore drop about me. I used to actually work for Gen G, which have a massive League of Legends team. And so I got a little bit of guidance from some of the people over there as to how the game functions. And it blew me away, absolutely blew my socks off. And I was hearing things like, oh yeah, the team, they comfortably train 8 hours a day. No questions. It'll be 8 hours, say, of play, and then there'll be time on top of that for VOD reviews and looking back at your own play and stuff like that. So it is an outrageous amount of time that you need in to learn all the nuances of the game. And Eddie, as you were saying, if there's like 160 different characters, all with 4 different unique abilities, you can imagine all the permutations, right? And you have to learn how your character's going to match up, not just against one, but a whole team of other characters. And then there's the strategic element, of course, of how do you try and gain an advantage against their set of players with yours? And just the level of depth that you need to understand the game in, I think, is unlike anything else. So I think the skill ceiling, just in terms of the knowledge base you need to compete, is probably the highest out of any competitive esports. I can't imagine anything more than that. It is nuts. Absolutely nuts.
And that's why the pros get paid the big bucks.
They do.
They get paid.
Oh, they do.
Oh, we will get onto that actually very, very soon. A random one, just to make this, just because I'm curious, and I reckon this could help people's understanding on actually just how complicated this game is. Obviously, we talk about you choosing a character, and there's a lot of characters. Do they have those 4 abilities, or can you choose the abilities?
So you have those 4 abilities. So your character will level up, and you can choose in order for how you want to level them. So they from what, 1 to 18? Yeah, you can level up abilities. You can't really change anyone's
abilities. Change the abilities to the characters. Yeah. Oh, otherwise that gets right complicated.
There is one champion that does something like that. So it's one of the AD carries I was talking about earlier. He's a Felios, and I think he's got 15 different combinations how he can play him. There's another one called Huet. Yeah, again, this is like, it goes so deep. These are a lot of the champions where I'd say, if you're starting the game, don't touch them.
How long does like a round level, how long does it last? Is there a time limit?
Match, yeah. There's no time limit. So, but I think the minimum you can play a game for is 15 minutes before you can surrender a game. Oh. But games can end earlier a lot quicker than that.
Longest game though, that's what I'm interested in.
I think the
in.
Longest recorded professional game on like for LoL Esports, I think, was 59 minutes on stage.
My goodness me.
Looking at you two kids.
I've actually been in a game for over an hour and I've not played much League of Legends.
Yeah, they're not fun. it's torture.
It was me and a bunch of beginners against another team of lots of beginners who had no idea what we were doing. And we were both struggling and just making a fool of each other for more than an hour. And I vividly remember just getting absolutely beaten to a pulp, and I had about 12 deaths and my poor teammates were carrying me so hard. But yeah, I had a stint in the bot lane. Yeah. Stint in the bot lane. I was doing a lot of support.
It's a good role, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, I also liked a bit of Sivir as well. Sivir was a fun one for me. I think I played that mid. And Kaiser, I think.
Kaiser. Sivir throws a boomerang around. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I was just thinking as well, when you said that you died like 12 times or something, I was like, so can you respawn? So it's not a case of you win when everybody's like eliminated. You have to destroy the Nexus, destroy the camp.
Yes.
And that's how you win.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone was like, if you can die 100 times if you want to do, I wouldn't recommend it. But you have like death timers and respawn times and this sort of stuff. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I heard that League of Legends is one of the most watched games on Twitch. And it's, I think, am I right in saying it's the most popular game that people that we've had signed ups for on the Pro League?
It is really close. So yeah. Rocket League and League of Legends, I think Rocket League has 84, League of Legends has 85.
League of Legends is one ahead.
Yes. So honestly, as the weeks go on, I'm so interested to know if that total changes and how it changes. But my goodness, there is a massive wave of support for both.
Yeah, that's really lovely to hear. And Eddie, why do you think it's so popular?
I think, I don't know, since being at the start of it for the Army Esports thing, it was a sort of massive community for it because it's one of the biggest games in esports. You know, a lot of people playing it. It's just, I think, 5 persons getting along, playing a game. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun to do and you meet a lot of people doing it. But yeah, I don't know, it's got a mystery and a bit of magic behind it, I think. So yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah. Sold.
I actually am.
So when are we making a team?
Yeah, we need one more person. Oh, Email us.
I've just glanced over at Lena and she is furiously shaking her head. No, we're not doing it.
Hey, no, what about Ray? We'll get Savage Silver back.
Yeah. What would your team be called though, Danny? Mm.
Oh, why are you asking me?
Danny's G's.
That's better than what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, it's probably best we don't.
I want to ask you guys about Discord then. Mm-hmm. League of Legends, any chatter going on considering that's, you know, the game started in our next split?
Temperatures are rising in the Discord. Everyone thinks they're right. It's a problem. Oh. And not everyone could be right.
About what?
About strategies, best character, agent, character picks.
Character.
And things like that. Also, hounding Owen for seedings as well.
For what?
For seedings. So as in where people are...
Now we're going very esportsy.
Mm.
A seeding is where a team is expected to place in a tournament, and that's where you put them at the start of the tournament to make sure the brackets are nice and fair.
Oh.
There you go.
And how do you work that out then?
Based off past history, player ranks. I've got a massive spreadsheet of every single player and their peak ranks across the last 2 years, effectively. And then you take an average... And then you compare the averages and then you look at the team history in terms of their past results in other competitions and you say, does that look about right? If not, let's make some small adjustments. And then you go to a third party and you say, does this look all right? And they say, yeah. Then you post it.
Okay, yes, Sam. Thank you for walking us through.
He's a mathematician and a league ops manager.
Without looking then on Discord, mm-hmm. any comments that have stuck out to you that you want to chat about when it comes to LOL?
I don't think anything in particular for me. I don't know about you, Jonah.
I don't think it sticks out. I think it's just all a lot of...
Find the words.
Aggression.
Well, Eddie, you said that's quite normal, right? It gets quite heated.
Especially in the for the army teams going in. Yeah, we all disagree with each other.
So, well, go on, give us a taste.
UVG are the best all the time, everywhere we go. So even though we lost on Monday, it doesn't matter. We're still the best everywhere we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Everywhere
no, I feel
we
that.
Go.
Everywhere always go. Take the best with you. Everywhere you go.
That's not where I was going.
Where were you?
You just sang two different songs. That was beautiful. I didn't know there was two Everywhere You Go songs.
Yeah, everyone knows Everywhere You Go. People want to know who we are, where we come from. Who we are, where we come from. Sausages and greens.
Obviously, we're talking about how popular League of Legends is. It's popular in the BFBS Pro League. Eddie, UVG is popular. It's popular in the Forces. I'm going to keep saying popular. But there's been a lot of crossovers. I found this quite interesting doing a little bit of research myself about the pop culture of it all. Mm-hmm. The fact that it appears in a Simpsons episode with Bart playing a type and they teamed up. Who is it? Who's the maker of League of Legends? Who is it? It's not Rockstar Games, is it?
Riot.
You
were close.
Oh, yeah. Began with an R. That does not count as a mistake.
R.
Right, so Riot actually teamed up with The Simpsons for that episode where Bart is playing a version of League of Legends. I haven't seen it. I don't know if you will have done Arcane.
Yes. Very, very good show in collaboration with Netflix. Oh,
so it is. It's set in the League of Legends universe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it's got all the League lore. So everything, every sort of character has a backstory. And Arcane sort of took the drips and drabs of what we could piece together here. And it follows the story of two characters in the game called Vi and Jinx. And it's like, just build out from that. I'd recommend it.
Does it help you learn the game at all with the abilities and stuff? No?
It's more like when you see something, I get that reference. It's pretty much that the entire time. I'd still recommend it, but not to teach you the game. But yeah. But it's really, really good.
I was hoping it was a cheat sheet.
Far from.
Yeah, well, I effectively went in blind to that show and it blew my socks off. It is so good. The animation, the story building, it's just good. It's just really good. You should watch it, genuinely.
Oh, okay. So Arcane, which is in the LOL universe, and it just got us thinking, what? Okay, does that make me like a weirdo?
Just League. No, the League universe. Anyway.
In the League of Legends universe, which got me thinking about like other crossovers where games have been turned into movies or we've had like movies or TV shows that have been made into games. Anything come to mind? I know I'm putting you guys on the spot, but actually you could argue Simpsons is a good example. You know, obviously it was a TV show first, but then what happened? Was it the game or the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Game. It's got to be a game
first.
Oh no, Simpsons Hit and Run on the PlayStation 2.
What a game, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Hit and Run game?
It's so good. They remastered it as well.
I'm too young, Danny. Never got a chance. I wasn't allowed. So my gramps had it on the PS2. I was too young, apparently. couldn't play it. Yeah,
that makes it really had hit and run in it.
Well, I do believe a large amount of it is running people over. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Just finding some more.
It's cartoon violence.
Yeah. I mean, what other games are there? There's Last of Us, Uncharted.
Yes, yes.
Uncharted is now a film. Has that got, who's that?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. That was really good.
There's also seen the really famous video game version of Cars for the VTEC. There you go.
Before the movie?
That was my first game. My first game was Cars on the VTEC, which is like an education system games console thing from the early 2000s, and it looks like an abomination. Like you've never seen it. It's spelling. Bright orange, and it's like it's got like two joysticks to control with. It's like not even buttons. It's like full joysticks. I love that game.
It sounds like it was traumatic, actually.
It's wicked.
Oh, good. I loved it. Yeah. Here's another one for you then. Lara Croft.
I think you'll know this,
so don't answer this one.
As in the original or recent?
Lara Croft, how did it begin? Game, TV show, movie, how did it start?
Game first.
Gotta be.
You sure?
Yeah,
I was certain. Game first.
Is it a book? No.
Oh, that would have been a good one as well. Yeah. We could have talked books. Oh, that's a good one. No, you are correct. It was the game first. Only got a couple of years, though. I think it was, 4 or 5 years, which I think is quite a quick turnaround.
Yeah, especially back it was like early 2000s.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
No?
PlayStation 1.
Yes. Was it? Yes. Yeah. I think about the butler and how the butler used to follow you around everywhere. You could never get rid of him. And you'd make the butler go into the pantry or the toilet bit, shut the door, and he'd still appear.
It's the freezer. You could trap him in there. Yeah.
But if you went too far away, he was behind you again, and he was so annoying. And you had Lara Croft's box head and box boobies.
Oh, I remember that triangle, weren't they?
Yeah.
Triangular.
Polygons.
Not that I remember that bit. What else is there? There's loads.
There are so many if you really think about it, but some of them are quite difficult to work out whether they were movies first.
Fallout.
Great
Fallout.
Show.
Fallout.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. My word, there's so many.
They've
now
done a few things now with Mortal Kombat.
Mario, before the recent animated one, had a film way back when.
Yeah. Minecraft.
90s, yeah.
God.
There's loads, isn't there? But it just goes to show, actually, that you don't even have to really be a gamer. It's actually everywhere. And you are a part of the culture.
I'd almost argue that games almost make better films. As in,
it depends.
If you were to make the film first, I don't think it'd be as good as if you hadn't made the game first.
It's hit or miss, isn't it? It's either an absolute banger or it's just an absolute flop. It's like it's the Minecraft movie.
Yeah. I feel not seen it, but Pixels.
Super Mario, pretty good.
Pixels. I feel like the detail you have to put into making a video game is probably a lot higher because obviously you've got 360 degrees worth of content, right? Rather than a film where it's just one bit of a screen, right? And they can direct that how they want. But you've got to include all the little niche bits in a game, you know, all the little Easter eggs that people are going to point out in the film. Oh, I've seen that in the game. I think it's a lot harder. I think also the stories that you can tell in a video game and the way you can adapt stories by being the player, I think it's really cool.
It's been even playing Red Dead Redemption is like a TV show when you're playing it.
It's the best game ever for story mode.
Yeah.
Never was going to change my mind on that. Red Dead 2 as well, especially.
Oh, yeah. So look, I definitely have touched the nerve then with this bit of conversation. Last question for you then. What video game would you want to see being made into a movie?
Ooh.
Skyrim. Give me Skyrim.
Modern movie. Skyrim.
I like Skyrim. there's so many Skyrim mods. I don't know which way you'd go with that.
Upside down dragon.
My favourite mod for Skyrim, this is so off topic, my favourite one is where it tests your PC performance by spawning in thousands of cheese wheels all at the same time, and it rewards you with some gold if you can get through it without your game crashing. It's just such a funny
mod. It's a
good
benchmark test, that.
Yeah. So suddenly the whole town is just flooded in cheese wheels and people levitating on them, thousands of cheeses high. It's brilliant.
Sound brilliant. It's better than the spinny wheel that you have to watch when something's loading. I like that. It's quite funny.
So I think Halo had is it a film or a TV show?
They've had multiple things now.
But none of them have been, in my offense, have been that good. They've been pretty terrible. If they could do Halo Reach, but as a film, Oh my word, I reckon it'd be the best film, period.
I think you'll agree with me on what I'm going to give as my answer.
I already know what you're going to say, Danny. You're going to say Mirror's Edge, aren't you?
I was going to say, let's say it on the count of three, but no, I've
ruined it.
Guys, cut. Mistake number
right?
four.
No, but there's actually a storyline in Mirror's Edge as well. Yeah. I would absolutely watch that movie. 100%.
Is it Faith, the main character?
Yes, Mirror's Edge.
Yes, unbelievable game. It was a PlayStation 3, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm an Xbox girl. Oh. It was always on my Xbox 360, thank you.
Quality game, though. It's had two PC games since as well, I think. So I play Catalyst, Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Oh. I think it's cool. Mm. Really fun. Genuinely great.
Zelda would be good as a film.
Yeah.
I think they're doing that at the moment. I think they're looking at making a film or a TV show.
I'm getting nods from Lena in the production booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be sick.
Yeah, it would be a big one. And like I said, culture, it's just constantly, it's there, whether you're a gamer or not. And you can still fall in love with it in your own way. But Eddie, for you, what would you want to see?
It's going to be made, so the Warhammer TV show. Because I know, obviously, you've got the tabletop game.
Word.
They've had video games since and all sort of stuff. But now Henry Cavill is producing a Warhammer
film.
I think it's the 40,000 era that they have, the most current one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be...
They did Prime did a one-off...
Yeah, Secret Level.
Secret Level, which is like a one-off of what... It was honestly... Oh, that's so good. Now you've said that. No, I'm changing my answer. Yeah, Warhammer. It's got to be. Yeah.
Good. Okay. One last thing I wanted to chat to you guys about. I know this is quite big, but I heard about the Esports World Cup. There's another World Cup
on at the moment.
EWC.
Yes.
Soon, isn't it?
It's happening.
Oh, God.
And it's in France.
In Paris.
In Paris. I've got it written down in front of me. A total prize money of £56 million. Pounds.
Mm.
What? Oh, yes.
But how many titles is it, though? It's quite a lot of titles.
It's about
a million. It's roughly £1 million per title.
So that's not like one person or one team that's going to win that. That's the pot.
It's across, I think, 16 games or something like
including
that.
Including chess. Magnus Carlsen. Number one chess player in the world. Plays for Team Liquid, I believe, still.
Yeah. So this is chess. Esports chess.
This is esports
chess. It's on a screen. It's not a physical chess.
I don't
chess
think
board.
It is. I think, is it physical?
I'm not sure on the
format. I think it might be physicalized.
You can't go breaking the rules now. Why are they breaking
it's
the
tracked,
rules?
It's tracked online. So I think it's physicalized, but it's tracked online. So there's a chess.com. But they run the it's like a physicalized thing, but they track it on chess.com. So they esportsify it, if you like. Yeah, so essentially how Esports World Cup works is teams win prizes. So, for example, if Team Liquid won at Valorant, which won't happen, then they would win maybe £1 million in prize money. But then they gain points as well. And each team that earns the most points will then become the champion of the Esports World Cup. And then there's a separate prize pool for that. So it could be 10 million, for example, for the number one team. So Falcons won, I believe it's Falcons that won last year. And then there's a few rival teams as well, like Team Liquid. The reason they brought Magnus Carlsen on board is they can get more points and they can get that bigger prize pool at the end.
So Esports World Cup, is it as simple as, you know, we've got an England team, we've got a French team?
No, so that's separate. That's the Esports Nations Cup.
Oh my God.
So there's the Esports World Cup, which is individual companies or organizations that sit in those, and they've introduced this year the Esports Nations Cup, which, as you say, is actual countries sort of competing. So England have their own team, America have their own team, so on and so forth, and that works in the exact same way. There's prize pools for each team, however points mean prizes at the very end, and then there's one nation crowned the Esports Nations Cup champion, basically.
There's so much to take in, and Eddie, I've learned so much from you as well. My brain is on fire. So Esports World Cup is happening. You mentioned that there's a lot of titles in the Esports World Cup. Any titles they've got this year that we are doing in the BFBS Pro League, do you know?
All of them.
Oh, hang on, sorry. I dropped my pen. It was trying to be like a mic.
Is F126 being
They have a sim, I believe it's just a sim.
Yeah,
racing,
I don't think it's F126, but they definitely have League of Legends and Rocket League.
Yeah.
100%.
And the big ones are Valorant, Call of Duty, League of Legends, Rocket League.
Yeah.
I'd say the biggest ones. They've got a Trackmania. Have you heard Trackmania?
That's is a that like bit of a racing simulator?
No, although they should have
different.
The XL.
Very
they should have XL.
It's
in
like
there.
A time trialing racing game thing.
Right.
But it's very technical.
Yeah.
You just use four keys. Left, right, up, down. That's it. That's it.
It's so much to take in. Right. Thank you for, honestly, thank you to all of you. Jonah Jupp, Owen Williams and Eddie Plays Games. Thank you for this. Honestly, I need to go away and have a lie down. But from one World Cup to the other, next week on
The Lobby,
We are going to be talking all things football ahead of the World Cup final, because obviously we are also doing Rocket League, which is, you know, very similar. So we'll be focusing a little bit more on Rocket League as well next week. But thank you for our League of Legends, an idiot's guide, Eddie. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
And we will catch you next week then on
The Lobby. Come!